USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two FBI agents are dead in a shootout after serving a warrant in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Three other agents are injured and two are in stable condition at the hospital. The suspect is also dead. Joe Biden signing executive orders dealing with immigration on Tuesday. The executive orders order a review of the president's Remain in Mexico policy, study ways to streamline the naturalization process, and the third one creates a task force to reunify families.
Mexico doesn't even control a sixth of their own country. These evil organizations do. They run these pipelines of people. And the other things they run in these pipelines are drugs and other illicit products, which poison our communities and kill 70,000 Americans a year. 70,000.
Ken Cuccinelli speaking there. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A former rival of President Biden is now part of his cabinet. Pete Buttigieg was confirmed today as Transportation Secretary, Buttigieg becoming the second openly gay member to serve in a cabinet. The Kansas City Chiefs and Tampa Bay Buccaneers are gearing up for Super Bowl 55. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says the Buccaneers have a top-notch defense, so they will need their playmakers to step up.
They have a really good defense, really good defensive line, linebackers, DBs, kind of the whole deal. And so for me, just trying to make positive plays and not making negative ones, and relying on the guys around me to make plays.
Meanwhile, Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady says it will be special to end the year with another championship.
Hopefully we can finish this season strong and, win a Super Bowl. That's why we're here. That's why we're playing. Make for a really magical season for us.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Normalcy is returning to Texas. That's what Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott proclaimed during his annual State of the State address Monday, where he outlined some of the priorities for Texans. The governor also echoing previous statements about keeping Texas from becoming like other states.
Texas prides itself on low regulations. I will continue working with the legislature to find ways to navigate a pandemic while also allowing businesses to remain open. States like California and New York, they use heavy-handed government tactics that drive away businesses. Some government officials across the country shut down churches during the pandemic. We must ensure that freedom to worship is forever safeguarded. Politicians from the federal level to the local level have shouted, "Heck yes, the government is coming to get your guns." We won't let that happen in Texas.
Amazon is set to pay more than $61 million to settle charges of keeping tips meant for delivery drivers. The FTC says the online giant advertised the drivers would get up to $25 an hour and all tips, but then shorted them. The drivers will now be compensated. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.